Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
Besides his day job as a management consultant, Gary Patney has been volunteering in Sydney for the past 3 decades, from helping out at multicultural community festivals to preserving environment at national parks as his parents moved from India to Australia for retirement. Mr. Patney noticed that his mother experienced loneliness as she tried to find a company with people at her age.
We've got a practical problem here. We, in Australia, for the elderly, do not have a more economical option that also provides them social connections.
Inspired by his mother, Mr. Patney launched a new initiative to help elderly people living alone become roommates. Through social media and community networks, Mr. Patney has set up several successful home sharing arrangements. This includes pairing a widower in her 80s with a working nurse in her 60s.
I do have other volunteers like myself willing to help make sure the home functions as a home.
His program is now part of Australia's larger volunteer network being celebrated during the National Volunteer Week this week. With the theme, Your Year to Volunteer, the annual event encourages Australians to get involved in volunteering by sharing stories of successful volunteer-run initiatives. One of the largest volunteer groups in the country is the Rural Fire Service, with more than 70,000 members. Scott Campbell is the president of the New South Wales Rural Fire Association.
A lot of people think that we're still bushfire brigades, but it's morphed into something much bigger than that now. We're 24/7, 365 a year. We attend motor vehicle accidents, house fires, bushfires, obviously.
The number of volunteers in recent years have been on decline due to the ongoing cost of living crisis. But it seems people are returning to volunteering again as they find joy from the activity. According to data from Volunteering Australia, in 2025, over 9 million Australians contributed over 600 million hours annually in volunteer work. In comparison, Australians contributed around 490 million hours annually in volunteer work in 2020. Mark Pierce is the Chief Executive of Volunteering Australia.
Despite all of the constraints, despite all of those things that will prevent us from volunteering and involving ourselves in community, that volunteer numbers, the number of people volunteering, has been really robust. It's held up.
Mr. Pierce encourages Australians to get involved.
Go onto platforms such as Go Volunteer or Seek Volunteer, and you'll find a raft of opportunities on there in your area and within your areas of interest. Additionally, getting in contact with your state and territory volunteering peak bodies, give them a call, and they'll be able to provide you with lots and lots of opportunities and steps that you can take to get involved in volunteering in ways that make sense to you.
Wen Kwang, SBS News.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds? Especially if it's more than 5 years old. For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.